The former First Minister was accused of sexual assault in 2017 and then acquitted 3 years later. And it's during this time that he alleges he became a victim of a prolonged malicious conspiracy against him by members of the party he formerly led, the SNP. He says there were numerous failures of leadership, but current Scottish First Minister and Alex Salmond's SNP successor, Nicola Sturgeon, is demanding that he provides hard evidence of his claims. The row between the two is a distraction for Nicola Sturgeon, with just 2 months until crucial Scottish parliamentary elections. She's eyeing a majority at those elections as a chance to push for a new independence referendum. But the SNP has been slipping in polls as the Alex Salmond appearance at this inquiry approached. Chris Jones, London.